Yes, it's time for Hot Tech Talk here on The Fan.
Whoa.
Pretty creepy.
Pretty creepy.
What is that?
Oh, yeah. Is this Severance?
No, it's part of your music.
It is?
Yeah, the ambiance just didn't kick in right away from the for the background.
Oh, I was going to
say,
that had like a weird, like kind of evil keyboard.
We haven't really played that before, have we?
Couldn't really hear it that well, but then I was like, oh yeah, that does have creepy, like, piano kind of tones. Yeah, it's a little unsettling, but now that I hear it blended in with everything else, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Hey, have
but
you had a tough
can't
day?
Unhear it. Way to go.
Have you had a tough day, Jace?
No, not really.
Well, soon you'll be able to prove it.
I don't know why, but the moment you said that, the first person I thought of was Jason Swigart. No one loves to express the tough day quite like Jason Swigart.
Well,
he's master of this right here.
Yeah.
Hey, Swag, how you doing?
Here's the situation.
He's a big sire. Soon, you will be able to prove it, as researchers have unveiled a groundbreaking way to track when your brain is working too hard with a face tattoo.
Oh.
In a study published today in the Cell Press Journal Device, scientists introduced a wireless, temporary, electronic forehead tattoo that monitors brainwaves to objectively measure mental workload. Okay. Designed to help change the way we monitor cognitive fatigue in high-stakes professions like air traffic control, truck driving, and other focus-intensive roles, much like this radio program.
Well, clearly, yes.
The tattoo analyzes brain activity in real time.
Well, is it a tattoo, or is it? That doesn't seem like a tattoo. It just seems
detecting
like
how hard you are working. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they call it a tattoo. It seems to me that it's a device.
Yeah, I mean, a tattoo, as someone that has a tattoo. How would a tattoo, like, it's just it's ink under your skin. This isn't a tattoo.
Maybe it senses certain things,
like a mood ring. But again, how
yeah,
is
like
that
an aura ring, but painting style.
Yeah, and it's on your damn forehead. Like, what? So you now let everyone know that you're stressed.
I'm mad.
By the way, I could totally see this becoming a dip-ass trend where people are like, "Read my forehead, man." Not today.
When this thing turns red, you're not going to like what happens.
Here's what it looks like. So it kind of looks like a tattoo.
Yeah. You look like a moron.
Yeah.
Here's
I mean,
what you do.
It doesn't look. I mean, it looks like it's not like the most advanced thing.
Yeah.
Advanced looking thing.
Sure.
But it's got like, he's got like a chip on his forehead and then these tats of sort of mapping.
Mm-hmm.
Around, like, kind of Mike Tyson style.
Sure.
Around the eyes and stuff.
Boy, the face tattoo is a hell of a commitment there.
And they have sensors on there.
When can we go back to the days of where we just all just bury our emotions and go about our day? there's just, sometimes not everyone needs to know everything that's going on in your life. You see the videos now where, like, some dude or some gal gets cheated on, like, in the worst like conceivable way, and so their first thing is...
First thing you do is hop on Instagram stories
or Instagram Live. Hop on Instagram and tell you guys what, like, how my life just S'd all over itself. It's fascinating. And so now this. I could totally see this being a thing with the Gen Zers, where it's like, it's been a hell of a day, guys. Look at my forehead. Look at this red right here.
Now, it only costs $200, the full setup.
Oh, thank God.
Including a battery pack and a reusable chip.
You charge your tattoo, huh?
Yeah.
It's like a Pinocchio sort of thing, but in real life. It just seems such an odd...
Yeah, it's weird.
And what's again, maybe I missed it. What is the benefit of this?
Well, it will tell you if you're overworked.
Well, but isn't...
If you're stressed, you're stressing your brain.
Is anyone ever...
Well, you want optimal brain, you know, like for certain tasks. Like, you know, the air traffic control thing is a big thing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You want optimal brain activity, right? You don't want to... Yeah, you just want optimal performance of the brain. And now this is a sort of a way to measure that.
So...
According to them.
So if you're an employee, you're going to let your boss... Like, have this so they can see if you're stressed and, like, they can fire you or not let you work.
Yeah, there are masking options that you can hide it.
Do we have any area of privacy, like, left whatsoever? Or are we going down the road of just Dude, put something up my keister and the government and everyone else will know everything about me at all times.
Share it all and bear it all.
What's wrong with just sometimes having a bad day and just keeping it to yourself and be like, you know what, I'll go home and eat some ice cream and, you know, watch something or yell into a pillow and I'll be all right. $200 to find out if you're overstressed.
That's it. Yep. Hmm.
I wonder, like, if we were doing this show, would our... strap that thing to yourself and see what happens?
Yeah. You guys could follow our brain activity as we make dumb fart jokes.
Oh, look, Isaac's totally checked out right now.
Dude, he's done. Question is, who, like, of the fan... I'm trying to think of who would...
Whose face tattoo would be the most volatile?
Yeah.
Ooh. I think Schultzy.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I think he operates in the red a lot.
He's intense.
Yeah. He's an intense fella. I think he's in the red. Careful when the race car is in the red, Schultzy. Because even when Schultzy's happy and he kind of laughs, it's always that... It's that laugh where you feel like there's something bad but coming behind it. Like, it's concerning.
And I also have... new contact lens news for you.
Oh.
Scientists have created contact lenses that they claim allow people to see in the dark.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Cat eyes?
Night vision?
Infrared lights. Yep.
Kick ass. I would actually be like, could I just put those in glasses? Because I kind of have some, like when I drive at night, I struggle sometimes with old night vision. Can I just, instead of contacts, can I just get some like night vision glasses?
What do you think?
Yeah, right. I would actually be interested in that. If you gave me a pair of night glasses that actually like worked instead of like those weird like yellow blue blockers, I would, especially driving, I would 100% do that.
So this could allow colorblind people to see colors again, or spies to relay secret information.
So it's for colorblind people. It's
via
not for,
flashes of infrared light.
Okay, so it's not for normal folk.
Well, it can be.
That's what the color guy was saying.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Wow.
It's problematic.
Yes, you are. As detailed in the paper published in the journal Cell, the contacts don't even require an external power source to turn infrared light into visible light. Experiments involving both mice and humans have shown that the lenses allow the wearer to perceive multiple infrared wavelengths even when participants close their eyes.
Oh.
That's wild.
That is wild. Huh. A lot of these new technology stuff, I just roll my eyes at. But every now and then, something comes along, and
dude,
I'm like,
that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Beyond allowing wearers to see in the dark, the contacts could even be used to receive data wirelessly. There are many potential applications right away for this material. For example, flickering infrared light could be used to transmit information in security, rescue, encryption, or anti-counterfeiting settings. Hmm.
See, this is a good point here. Someone said, I always thought windshields on cars should be night vision. Amen. I should have a button on my car that I go to night mode. And because I don't know about you, but especially, and I've been this way for a long time, but especially as I've become an old fart, when it's a little rainy out, especially like during the fall, winter, and there's like the headlights coming out, am I the only one that can't see jack S when you're driving at night like that? Like, well, it's really bad sometimes for me.
Do you need you might need glasses.
Well, I try, but it doesn't, like, it's not like a distance thing. It's, I don't know.
I have that. I have to wear glasses when I drive at night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's just like I just wish there was something that could be done that was, I don't know, that just kind of sharpened everything.
Maybe this is your answer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, a button where you just, I don't need the lens. I just want it on my car. Like, because on my car, Have you seen this now? Where on my car, I can either look in the rearview mirror or my rearview camera will go
in
my
mom's new car has that. It's really cool.
Yeah. And it throws me.
I think that's, I've read about that, and I found a lot of people, they don't use it.
I don't use it.
It's not.
Yeah, it's
it confuses
you.
Yeah,
it's a little weird. But, like, it's, I mean,
cool idea, but.
I know. It's one of those things that I have, and I'm like, why it's, like, I would, there's new technology coming all the time, and a lot of the stuff in like the new cars you'll never use. You're like, why is that there? But that windshield thing, a nighttime windshield would be...
That enhances your...
Yes.
It just enhances your...
Yeah, the acuity and takes away like the road glare and all that. Like, I would be all over that. I would pay extra for that. To be honest with you, if I could go back and not pay for the rear view camera, like, I know that that's probably incorporated into like a tech package or whatever, but no one needs that.
My eyes are very important to me.
The one I want that they say is coming here in the next couple of years is the instant ear translator. That's the piece of tech that I'm most fired up about.
What does that mean?
So they're saying that, and there's some rude ones or like rudimentary ones now, but they're saying within a couple, 2-3 years, when you travel, you are just going to have a little earpiece with a little microphone on it, and it just, you won't even know you're in it. In real time, it will translate. So you go to Italy and someone speaks to you in Italian, there will be a real translation in your ear that tells you what they're saying, and you can respond.
In Italian?
In Italian.
It'll tell you what to say?
Yes. Or it will have a little like microphone to it to where you can speak, and then whether it be an app on your phone or through the earpiece itself, it will spit out what you say in Italian.
Damn.
And they're saying like some of like the early, the prototypes or... It is going to be, because right now it can be a little clunky in Google Translate. They're saying it's not going to be that much longer before this stuff is instantaneous and is really good with some of the slang and all that. And wow, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it stands to reason, you know. It's like you and I lived in the times of when you had to travel, you had to know a little bit of the languages.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be silly to some people down the road. Yeah. They're going to be like, what? You had to, what if you didn't know Italian? Well, yeah, you had to learn a few words.
Well, I think for some people, I think it's a real barrier for them wanting to travel places. And, you know,
It can be hard.
Yeah.
But it's also amazing once you immerse yourself.
Yeah, you figure it out.
It's amazing how much you can actually communicate without knowing the language.
Well, and sometimes it's fun. It's part of the adventure. But... Yeah. You know, they're saying that that will soon be a thing of the past.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Coming up next on The Fan.